With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration has until Monday to speed up nearly $2 billion in foreign aid payments.
The money is owed to partners of the U.S. Agency for International Development and the State Department for work already done before the funds were frozen. A federal judge ruled in favor of nonprofit groups and businesses that sued over the funding freeze, which has forced organizations around the world to slash services and lay off thousands of workers. The Trump administration has argued that presidents have wide authority to override congressional decisions on spending when it comes to foreign policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russia launching heavy aerial attacks on Ukraine for a second night in a row. At least 20 people have been killed in that action, literally Friday and again Saturday morning. Also at SRNnews.com, key move today from several Muslim nations.
Foreign ministers from Muslim nations are rejecting calls by President Trump to empty the Gaza Strip of its Palestinian population and instead backing a plan by Egypt for an administrative committee of Palestinians to govern the territory to allow reconstruction. Foreign ministers are gathering for a special session of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which includes 57 nations. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian activists have been busy. They have vandalized one of President Trump's golf resorts in Scotland. Officials say they apparently targeted Trump's Turnberry Golf Course and Hotel in southwestern Scotland, painting, quote, "Gaza is not for sale" in giant letters on the lawn, and use red spray paint on the clubhouse exterior wall. This is SRN News. A look at what Americans believe now concerning spiritual matters.
The percentage of people who are non-religious is higher than ever, approaching one-third. But that doesn't mean that folks don't believe in anything bigger than themselves. The Pew Research Center reports that 83% of Americans believe in God or some sort of universal spirit. 86% think that every individual has a soul, not just a physical body. And 70% say there is an afterlife of some kind where all of us are going. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leaders of the European Union will lift sanctions against Syria now that strongman Bashar Assad is no longer ruling. The Islamic rebels who took over the country late last year are so far treating Christians and other religious minorities with respect. Syrian Christian leaders are taking a cautiously optimistic stance, though, for the moment. This is SRN News. A federal court ruling that a group of fishermen can sue one of the world's largest seafood watchdog groups.
The lawsuit is for defamation for publishing a report that described Maine lobster as an unwise choice for consumers. The coalition representing the Maine lobster industry is suing Monterey Bay Aquarium in California for recommending that seafood customers avoid buying a variety of lobster New England fishermen have harvested for centuries. Seafood Watch, operated by the aquarium, placed the lobster on its red list of seafood to avoid due to the threat posed to rare whales by entanglement in gear. John Scott reporting.
Authorities in Louisiana say one person has been arrested and at least two more likely to be taken into custody. That in connection with the death of a 20-year-old Southern University student in an off-campus fraternity hazing ritual. More details at SRNnews.com.